live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
The Overplayers pantomime Sleeping Beauty comes to the Over Community Centre next week from the 10th to the 14th of December, and I'm really pleased that the director Hannah and choreographer and producer Jack are with me. Hello to you both.
Good morning.
Now, this is very exciting. Before we talk about the actual pantomime itself, which you're saying is very close to there now, aren't you? You know, no more rehearsals, just the dress rehearsal next week. Can you give us a bit of a background of the Overplayers?
So it is the Overplayers' 40th anniversary this year, so it's a really special pantomime. The Overplayers started as a small group by Christine Turner 40 years ago now, and every year we've put on at least two shows, kind of a spring show, which is kind of a musical or a celebration or something, and then we'll always try and do a traditional panto Christmas time, so yeah.
And Hannah, it's fallen to you to direct this one. Have you directed many before?
No, this is my first one.
Oh, and what experience have you done in other stuff before then?
I have been in many pantos before, and I do love a pantomime, especially at Christmas. I think it's a great way to get into the Christmas spirit.
Yes, definitely.
And to be given the opportunity to do the pantomime for the Overplayers for their 40 years anniversary has been a lot of fun. It's definitely been an experience.
I'm not quite sure how you'll take that, but we'll carry on. Now, have you done stuff with the Overplayers before? Is this the first time you've been with them?
I did their pantomime with them last year, which was actually directed by Jack.
Oh,
yeah.
I think you came in last year, didn't you?
Yes, in last year as well, and done a few other bits with you.
I thought it recognised you. So Jack, you're the choreographer. How easy, hard, interesting is it choreographing people and with all different experience of dancing, say?
It's one of the fun bits that I love about the Overplayers is everyone's different ability levels and different kind of experiences with dance, and being able to get them all to a point of having fun with dance and movement on stage and being able to sing and being able to act. So from a choreographer's point of view, it's quite a challenge because I'm like, I want to do all these crazy moves, and then that's like, actually I need to take it back a step to be able to
Often the next layer that suddenly people remember that if you're jumping around and flying in the air but you're also either singing or trying to say a line at the same time may not be quite as easy.
Definitely. So but they've all done really well, as always, with them, with the movements that I've thrown them, so
That's
it's looking good.
That's great. Now obviously it's Sleeping Beauty, so we all think we know Sleeping Beauty, but can you sort of give a little bit of an idea if people either have never heard of Sleeping Beauty or your version, which, you know, panto versions are often very different, aren't they?
It is definitely different from the Disney version.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more chaotic, I would say.
In a good way?
In a very positive way.
Okay, so that's right, yeah.
We've thrown in, say, the dancing, some animals, slapstick.
Are these real animals or are these people being animals, just for full disclosure, or is it both?
People being animals.
Okay.
They're very funny animals.
Good.
Yes.
But, you know, it's to do with, you know, the baby is, she gets cursed, doesn't she? And she sleeps, hence Sleeping Beauty. And then it's Princess Aurora's 18th birthday. And then the King, Queen and Billy are making a terrible mess in the kitchen. Now I'm going to say yes, that's that scene.
That's the fantastic scene, yes.
Yes, yes. And so is that two people that have done it before or three people?
Three, I'm sure they won't mind me saying, three regulars. It's our Dame's first time back for a few years, Jamie's an old hand at... Old hand? Sorry, Jamie, you're not old. Jamie's a good hand at being a Dame, so he knows the ropes well.
And so what's your kind of favourite part of the show?
I don't want to give too much away.
Okay, all right then.
But there is a scene before the princess pricks her finger between the baddie and her companion, which is very funny. And I have to say, is one of my favourite parts.
And we have to say, it's been written by Ben Crocker, hasn't it?
It has, yes.
And is that somebody within someone you know, or is that someone you've got this from somewhere?
We've used his scripts many times before. I think he's just a favourite with the overplayers.
Yeah,
because
good. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're funny, they're well written.
That's what you need, isn't it? Nice. I mean, there's a lot of skill to weave it all into and keep the story going, if you like. And is there a favourite? I suppose, again, you don't want to give away too many songs. That's the trouble. But is there, there'll be songs that people recognise in it?
Definitely,
oh,
yeah.
Yes,
and is there any audience participation?
There is, yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes,
oh, no, there isn't. There we go.
We got it.
So tell people where they can get tickets and who's it's sort of aimed at and where they can get tickets, etc.
So you can get tickets from our website, which is www.overplayers.uk. And it is very much a family show. It's very much aimed for all ages. Last check, there are 2 tickets left for our Saturday matinee, which starts at 2:30. But we do have an earlier show on Tuesday evening, which starts at 6:30 if you have got younger ones. The rest of the shows will start at 7:30 at the Over Community Centre.
And tickets are £10 for adults, I see. Children up to 18, which is good, 8. But then also there's a family ticket for 32. So that's actually a really good value for that. And, I wish you all the luck in the world for it and have break a leg and all that. Congratulations. Are you doing any more things for your 40th?
No.
Well, this is...
This is our
culmination.
Final culmination of it.
Yeah.
We do have our spring show, though, ready, which is Calendar Girls. So there is information about that, too, if you want to come and find out more about that as well.
Ooh, well, I did Calendar Girls once upon a time, a few years ago. But still, that's very exciting. It's a brilliant, brilliant show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I look forward to hearing that. You will come in and tell us all about that.
Definitely.
But in the meantime, it's the Sleeping Beauty next week, 10th to the 14th. At the Over Community Centre. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Cambridge 105 Radio.